Let's say you're in a large crowd. It probably just looks like a crowd, but not for Laura Herman.
Whenever I'm in a large crowd, I'm actually seeing the colors for each of the different kind of conversations or different people talking all around me. It's like a huge rainbow of colors all coming in and clouding up my visual screen.
Laura has synesthesia, a neurological condition where two different senses are essentially linked. She sees letters and numbers in specific colors.
So, for example, A is red and K is like a light purple for me.
Each word also has its own color. She never goes to the movies. It's like sensory overload for her, and it gives her migraines. She doesn't watch TV either. But to show me how her condition works, we turned on Sesame Street.
So gravel, for example, he just said, is like a dark brown, because the G is brown and then the R is dark purple. So they keep saying building. So building is like a blue-purple kind of like indigo color for me.
There are more than 50 kinds of synesthesia. Along with letters and numbers, shapes also make Laura see different colors. Triangles are orange, circles are blue. She also tastes music, sort of.
It's more of like a sensation on my tongue in the area of those taste receptors. Classical music is usually sweeter, and then rap is like sometimes can be salty, whereas indie music is kind of like herbs, I guess. And then techno electronic music is like tangy, like sweet and sour sauce.
It's estimated that about 4% of the population has synesthesia. Composers Franz Liszt and Leonard Bernstein are said to have had it. Synesthesia helps Laura remember names and words and process information.
I love having it. Like, I definitely wouldn't trade it for anything. There's actually been a few times when I've had nightmares where, like, my letters lose their colors, but it only lasts for a few minutes, and it, like, really freaks me out.
After she was accepted into her high school science research program, she started researching synesthesia.
I was really surprised when I was reading these different papers about synesthesia that no one really understood why certain letters are associated with certain colors. But I thought, you know, the brain's a pretty organized thing. There must be some reason behind why letters are associated with certain colors.
She found that letters used more often, like A as opposed to Q, are associated with colors at the beginning of the spectrum, like red and orange. Last year, Laura presented her project at the Junior Science, Engineering, and Humanities Symposium.
And by the time they got to first place, I remember thinking that the name that they called had the same colors as my name. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Wow, that person has a pink and orange name just like me. And then I realized that everyone was looking at me, and I went up on stage, and I just couldn't believe it.
Laura just finished a summer in a lab at Harvard, using herself as a subject. Once she graduates from high school in May, she wants to study psychology or neuroscience. For WLRN Miami Herald News, or as Laura sees it, yellow, pink, purple, brown, I'm Gabriella Watts in Miami.